It's middle 1920s, and here's Mrs. Theodore Dumoulin listening in her home.
We'd appreciate it if anyone hearing this broadcast would communicate with us how far the broadcast is reaching.
Well, hi there, Tim Hunter, the current resident of the mornings here at KRKO, Everett's Greatest Hits, reconnecting with some of the voices of the past of this radio station as we celebrate its 100th birthday this year. And among them, a guy I used to work with at KLSY when I was there, back in my Murdoch Hunter and Alice days. And he was actually a salesperson, but he cut his radio teeth right here in Everett. Jeff Chase.
Tim Hunter.
How are you?
Oh, buddy, I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Good. You're living the dream over in Chelan, huh?
Oh, yeah, I tell you, honestly, my wife and I keep saying, where else would you want to be?
So you're playing radio there, too. Are you, the morning guy, the PD, the owner, what?
Yeah, so, you know, so it was kind of a funny deal. In 2017, I was at a charity auction, and I ran into Jim Day. Remember Jim Day?
Oh, yeah.
You know, I used to run into Jim all the time. Well, he was at Kixie, I think, when I was at KLSY.
Right.
But, yeah. Anyhow, I ran into him at a charity auction, and he was doing middays here. And I jokingly said to him, and I was kind of joking, hey, you know, if you ever need a hand, let me know. I'd be glad to help you out. And he bit real hard. He was like, really? Said, well, sure. So anyhow, I just started covering a Saturday show. They do this program called Second Cup of Coffee. I don't know if you're familiar with it, but so I started doing the Saturday Second Cup of Coffee show, and then tracking out the rest of Saturday and Sunday, and just did that for about a year or so. And then the general manager came up to me and said, "Would you consider programming Cozy and then take it over?" And I was like, "Okay, sure, I'll give it
sure."
So I've just been, that was 2019, and then I picked up Z Country. The stations were sold, you know, Karen Herrick, I think.
Right.
And so Karen Herrick and a couple of other folks jumped into the fray and bought the stations, and they took over in October, and it's just been a gas.
Well, it seems like all my friends are moving over there and getting into radio there.
It's too funny. I know it was weird. I was sitting in Karen's office the other day, and she says, well, you know, do you think we could, you know, maybe get some other folks to do some voiceover work? Hey, maybe we can tap Tim Hunter. And I said, hey, maybe. I'm going to talk to him tomorrow. So, yeah.
Oh, I would love to help out. No, it's fun. It's just, radio's an addiction. That's how I ended up here at KRKO.
You know, I left the air in 89 when I came to KLSY.
Mm-hmm.
And it hurt my heart to leave because my career was still climbing. I had left Cube. Things were good for me, but, I was in this weird place where, I had just become a dad and I was fearful to stay on the air. I'd have to move. And so I thought, you know, why don't I get into sales? At least I'll still be in radio. And honestly, Tim, I don't want to say I regretted it. I just itched the whole time I was off.
Well, I was off the air from, after the KLSY thing blew up. I went over and did the Wolf for a year, kind of weekends and utility. And then I was off the air for 15 years or so.
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I had a chance to, the KRKO flipped over to the basically oldies. And that's right. My kind of music. So I was sniffing around about doing like, you know, just tracking out a midday shift or something. And the guy that had been the morning guy at the sports station, initially they were talking about him, Jeff Aaron, doing the mornings at KRKO, but that just didn't work out. And so next thing you know, here I am. So
yeah, I love it. You know, the funny part to me, this whole thing with me ending up here at KOZ, I don't know how familiar I was with Chelan, but we live in Manson.
Yeah.
So. We came across the bridge, take a left, like you come by Campbell's, and you're facing Safeway, but you can see over to the right the KOZI building.
Uh-huh.
And so we're sitting there at the stoplight waiting, and I said to my wife, I said, you know, this is 1998, and I said, you know what's going to happen? Someday I'm just going to retire and do mornings at KOZI.
Whoa.
I, I was just joking. I was, but it's one of those things where, like, you speak it into reality, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, sometimes when you put things out there, they end up happening. So, well, anyway, Jeff, it's so good to talk to you again. KRKO celebrating its 100th birthday, but you guys are also celebrating a birthday.
We just did 65 years, and we did that on Tuesday.
Congratulations. What did you do?
Well, it was a lot of fun. We Jerry Eisenhart, I don't know if you're familiar with him at all, but he was a Cougar, a Washington State Cougar, broadcast graduate, was working in Wenatchee Radio in the early or mid-60s, mid to late 60s.
Mm-hmm.
Gets a call from, or he inquired apparently, with the owner at KOZI here in Chelan, AM 1230 was the frequency at the time. And so the guy said, why don't you come on out and talk to me? And so Jerry goes out here, and the guy sold him the radio station. And
wow.
So Jerry, yeah, he was like 25 and really had an engineering mind as well. And so he built, you know, KOZI up to be, you know, really the station that it is, came up with the Second Cup of Coffee program and the whole nine yards. The Second Cup of Coffee's been going for like 45 years.
Oh, wow.
It's just a legendary program here. And it just started out as, starts at 8:45, goes to 10:15, weird times. and people call in and go, you know, we're having a garage sale this Friday. I want to let everybody know. I had a call, you'll love this. This is so Tim Hunter. Lady calls me and goes, I'm looking for some help for my dad. Okay, what are you looking for? Well, he's 80 years old, and his llama died. Oh, okay. what kind of help do you need? Well, we need help burying the llama.
Wow.
Okay, how does that work? Well, you don't have to haul the llama or anything, because we just bury it right where it lies in the stable. But the bid that I got was $350, and I think I can get it done cheaper.
Wow.
Sure enough. So this has been going on for 45 years. And so people know, you know, when Second Cup of Coffee comes to dial in, because, you know, or if there's something controversial in the community. Hey, there's a new development going on up here at Curtiban Gulch, and we don't like it. And we think blah, blah, blah. Yeah, it's an hour and a half of, and then, of course, you have clients that pay to be on.
Oh, sure.
Come in and tell about their latest and greatest and all that stuff. So
the Second Cup of Coffee, dear God, I have my second cup by about 4:30.
You and me both know.
It's all about, as long as I'm having fun, I'm going to keep doing this.
That's right. And to go back to to answer your question, we actually, Jerry Eisenhart's still with us. He's in pretty rough shape. But we got him up to the studio, and I had him on the air with me for about a half an hour. Played a bunch of old jingles, including one where they sang it wrong. You know, at beautiful Lake Chelan.
Oh, wow.
And so, he told me he paid $15 for the jingle.
And, it sounds like it.
Fun,
yeah.
Going back, reminiscing, played old clips and things like that.
Oh, fun. You know? Well, I want to go back to your KRKO days. I guess I didn't realize that those call letters passed through your resume, but what was going on at the station when you were there? What did you do, and who were the people you worked with?
It was 1980. I just out of broadcast school. I had already been rejected by Tracy Mitchell at KJR. I couldn't believe it. Jim Campman was production director over there, got me the interview with Tracy. So, of course, I went with my tail between my legs, starting to look for a gig, my first gig. And mm-hmm. It traveled up to Bellingham to KPUG and got rejected soundly at KPUG. And wandered on my way home. I thought, I got nothing to lose now. I'm going to stop by KRKO in Everett and see if there's an opportunity there. And I opened the door right down there on Lowell Larimer Road, ran into R.P. McMurphy.
Yeah.
Who at the time was, R.P. was program director. And he was, you know, I walked in my suit, got my tie on with my reel-to-reel demo tape, and R.P. sitting there in his blue jeans and T-shirt, says, how can I help you? And I said, I'm looking for work, love to be part of the team. And he looked at my resume, and he noticed that I had Ed Dunaway as one of my references. Big Ed Dunaway was doing afternoons and my mentor over at KMPS. And he looked at my resume and said, hey, you know Big Ed? And I said, yeah, in fact, he told me to tell you to call him. And so I left the station. I left KRKO, raced to a payphone, called Big Ed, and I said, listen, this guy's going to call you. His name's R.P. McMurphy. Tell him to give me a job. And that's what happened. And he told R.P., get this kid a job. He'll do you good. And so I got my first job at KRKO in 1980.
That's funny that you said you stopped by because you had nothing to lose, because that's actually KRKO's official slogan now.
Well, at that point I was used to rejection, right? So I was ready for it. But it was a great, great opportunity, and I started out working out on the weekends, midnight to 6 on Saturday. And eventually they worked me up, so I was working, check this schedule out, Saturday, midnight to 6, and then Saturday night, 6 to midnight, and then back on Sunday. So I ended up working, it turns out, like 18 to 24 hours a weekend. And I didn't care. I was just a kid. I'd sleep on the couch out in the lobby.
Oh, yeah.
And just to breathe radio and be part of the fun. That eventually turned to afternoons at KRKO. And it was, I ended up actually started from the weekend, went to all nights, and then worked my way up to afternoons and did a little bit of programming. But I got to tell you, a great group of guys, Robert O'Brien doing mornings for us, Athan James was doing 7 to midnight, and Dennis Wills was our news and sportscaster. Just a terrific group of people. Shirley Bartholomew would still call us on the air to let us know when we needed to be paying attention. So it was just a heck of a lot of fun. Great group of people. Bruce Butterfield came down from KPUG. The guy who wouldn't hire me ended up taking over as program director when at one of those ventures in there. And but we just had a blast. It was a fun radio station, always has been. And I do believe, if I recall, KRKO, Washington's first radio station.
I think it might be. I know, well, again, turning 100 years old, there weren't a whole lot of them around, so that's a lot of years.
Yeah, no doubt about it, 100 years, and it was just a heck of a lot of fun to play a small role in it over the course of KRKO's history. But I know so many great guys have passed through there, Jack Allen, Brady Wright, just terrific talent that have gone on to do some terrific things, and people always come home to KRKO, too. It's great.
Well, not to tear back the curtain, but your real name is Jeff Conwell. Were you Jeff Chase back then?
So my mentor, Ed Dunaway, when I was in broadcast school, I kept telling him, you know, I can't use my real name, Jeff Conwell. It just feels awkward. And he said, I have your air name. And I said, really? He goes, you're Jeff Chase. Jeff Chase in the nighttime. And so, of course, I was like, yeah, that's it, Jeff Chase. So, Jeff Chase hit the airwaves in 1980 at KRKO, and it was a lot of fun to be Jeff Chase and play that role at KRKO.
Well, Jeff, thanks so much for reconnecting with us, for helping us celebrate our 100th birthday, and you take care, my friend.
Good to talk to you.
Same here. Take care, man.
Bye-bye.
KRKO, Everett's greatest hits, celebrating 100 years of serving the North Sound. Thanks for listening.